Good morning. The time is 16 minutes after 8 o'clock, and this is your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio today is Roger Schmidt, the executive director of the Sitka Fine Arts Camp. Good morning, Roger.
Good morning. Thank you for having me. What a beautiful day.
Thanks for being here. So the Fine Arts Camp has begun.
It has, yeah. This week we have lots of elementary school students on the campus. It's elementary camp week this week. 170 some elementary camp students in the morning, and then another 80 or so in the afternoon. And it's lots of fun.
What sort of courses do the students take?
They explore all the arts. With our elementary camp, we try to really provide an opportunity to give the kids a chance to explore different areas. So they'll take a theater class, they'll take a music class, they'll take some type of visual arts class, some kind of dance class. And every day they get all those different areas. And then in the afternoon, if they want to focus on an area, we have a circus workshop that we're running. We have some different music workshops. We have a string workshop. It's really neat this year because we have a whole group of kids from Juneau that came over to do the string workshop as well. So we have kids from all over. Some years ago, the elementary camp was primarily for Sitka students, but every year more and more folks come from out of town. And this year, I think 20% of our students at the elementary camp come from out of town. We have lots of families in town as a result, and it's really fun.
So this week is elementary week.
Yeah.
And then throughout the course of the summer, what other programs are going on?
Yeah, we're just getting going. So on Sunday, we have 240 middle school students that will join us. That's our middle school camp that lasts for 2 weeks. And then that's followed by our high school multidisciplinary arts camp, also 2 weeks long, same number of students. We've had a wait list for the high school camp for dorm space since January, so we're right at our cap of what we can accommodate. That's why they're the same numbers. And then after that, we have an intensive musical theater camp that concludes with a sort of a fully staged Broadway production of Guys and Dolls.
Mm-hmm.
We have a jazz intensive workshop for a week long that has Cheryl Benteen is coming. She's sings with Manhattan Transfer and has, you know, Grammy after Grammy behind her name. And then Christian Fabian, Ed Littlefield of the Native Jazz Trio. And then we have also a really cool program we've been doing for a number of years, a historic preservation workshop that lasts for a month, and we have students come from colleges and universities all over the country to be part of the learning about how to restore, preserve, renovate the different historical buildings on campus. Then we also have a science arts festival in partnership with the Science Center, where we're bringing in really well-known and prestigious artists and scientists locally from Alaska and then from all over the country. And they're doing adult workshops and then evening presentations each night.
Wow, so busy summer for you guys.
It's going to be super busy. We've got we have about almost 900 participants, registrants this summer. So adding all our faculty and staff, we'll have, you know, about 1,000 plus people involved in our programs this summer.
Where do the students come from?
They come from all over. So at our middle school and high school camp, we have kids from 40 communities in Alaska, so as far north usually as Barrow, out onto the Aleutian Chain, all over southeast Alaska, south central Alaska. It's really a place where Alaska kids know that it's Alaska's Fine Arts Camp. It's the place to go if you're serious about art and you want to be around other folks that love art as well. And then we have students from 26 states and from 4 countries. So through word of mouth, the program is really spread all over the place.
Wow, that's really great.
Yeah.
So you mentioned a performance of Guys and Dolls.
Yeah.
It's one of my personal favorites.
Oh, it's going to be fun.
When is that happening?
That happens in July. That'll be July 22nd and 23rd. So a little further in the summer. That's connected with our musical theater camp.
So that's middle school and high school students?
Primarily high school students and college students.
Oh, great.
That's we call it our pre-professional program, and it's really designed to sort of give our students the opportunity to feel what it's like to do an intensive, professionally run and driven show in 2 weeks. And so it's a phenomenal effort, and they work, you know, they work 14 hours a day putting the show together.
I'm assuming that other performances are part of the Arts Camp as well.
Absolutely.
What else do you guys have on the slate?
Well, we do a show starting next week on Monday. We do a show almost every single night for the rest of the summer. And our shows start out with our faculty artists doing, we call them art chairs. And every night at Otis Theater, there's an hour long. You might see a circus artist. You might look at a presentation from a painter. You might see a scene from a play, hear great musicians playing. Every day it's eclectic and different because we have about 60, 70 faculty artists that are coming to Sitka this summer as part of our program. And they are in all the disciplines: theater, dance, music, creative writing, visual arts, Alaska Native arts, digital arts, and they're professionals of, you know, fantastic ability. And so that's an amazing thing, and it's always unpredictable and just really exciting and different every night. And then at the end of each camp, our middle school camp, in fact this week too, there's a final presentation during the afternoon of our elementary camp. I think that's at 1:30. I'm not 100% sure on that, so sorry about that. And then on 2 weeks into our middle school camp, the last 3 days at the Performing Arts Center are all student performances, and then the last 3 days of our high school camp are all student performances at the Performing Arts Center. Those are amazing shows because the students, again, come from all over the place. They're some of the best young artists of their age that you'll find anywhere, and they're just celebrating their art forms. We also do a big art show on campus, too. And then we have one other show that we like to highlight called Jazz on the Waterfront. We've been doing that for a number of years. It's a benefit show that we do on June 25th at Otis Theater. It's a dinner theater. We're going to be serving Moroccan. It's going to be a Moroccan dinner. The theme is Casablanca this year. And then with a live big band of professional artists that, again, come from all over the country to play in this big band, and they're extraordinary musicians. And we'll do the music from Casablanca, and then as the night goes on, other stuff, all the way from early swing to rock and roll at the end.
Well, that sounds really fun. You don't really get the chance to eat Moroccan food in Sitka very often.
No, we were excited about that. Yeah, we thought, well, we're going to do, you know, some music from Casablanca. We should set it in place. So we always try to do something fun, and the menu looks extraordinary.
Are all of those faculty shows and student recitals free and open to the public?
That's all free and open to the public, yeah. Yeah, the majority of our shows, with the exception of Guys and Dolls, because of the expense of putting it on, and then the benefit show, are all free to the public. It's kind of, you can get really spoiled in Sitka. It's very unusual to be able to go to, you know, see that kind of art for, you know, no money. It's a great opportunity.
I feel like that's also gives people no excuse for boredom this summer.
There's no excuse for boredom, yeah. There's some remarkable things that will happen all summer long.
Roger, why do you want to give the opportunity for students to study fine arts, performing arts? Why is that important?
Well, it changed my life. So I had a mentor teacher when I was in middle school named Ginny Packer, she changed my life completely. I mean, she sort of opened a world to me that that was so emotionally rich and so intellectually deep, and socially rich. And those sort of three things, I think we're all hungry for. To me, it's being human. You know, when you're using your mind in every sort of way, you're using your body. It's incredibly physical, as you know, doing the arts. And so being able to connect all those things makes you feel like tingly alive, every cell of your body. And so, and then concurrently in the summers, I was going to the camp. And so the camp had this powerful effect on me, being around all these other kids that wanted to be there, wanted to learn, and were excited and passionate about the arts. So that was just absolutely, it was like a life force that gave me, especially I think that I was, as time was going on, each year in school, I was finding school to be, I guess I'd say more and more bleak. It wasn't challenging me. It didn't feel like other students wanted to, you know, that the majority of people there wanted to learn. It didn't feel that there was sort of a spark and joy. And it, in those days, it wasn't a particularly friendly place to be. That's the dark side, but the bright side is then, you know, I pursued arts, music. I'm a musician in for my sort of career and for my schooling. And then I taught at the Fine Arts Camp in 2000 when I moved back to Sitka. And I saw all these kids just transformed by it, and it reminded me of the power of it. There's nothing more rewarding to me than seeing a kid's life change in 2 weeks because this was, I remember reading this on an evaluation years ago, and I see this comment over and over again. A kid wrote, you know, I found my self-esteem and where it ought to be at camp. And we're seeing kids' lives change because they feel valued, they feel their voice is important, they're in a community where everybody's working to collectively to make, you know, and the question in the, that the arts always asks is fundamentally, what is your idea? What are your feelings? And so often, instead we're told, here's the bar, do you measure it? And that, you know, that's just two fundamentally different messages.
Yeah. Roger, what instrument do you play?
I'm a trombone player.
Will you be performing this summer?
Yeah, lots. Yeah, I really enjoy that, getting the opportunity also to play with my friends and colleagues. And then Jazz on the Waterfront is a really big show for me. You know, it's something I look forward to all year.
Oh, fun. Well, I'm imagining you in a white suit coat with a black bow tie during that event.
I won't be wearing that, but someday. I gave up my white suit when I used to go to Aspen and play in the festival there.
I really like how you said the arts make you feel tingly alive. I feel like that's a really great description.
Yeah. You had mentioned that you had done theater at Fine Arts Camp as well, and it's way more powerful than anyone can really imagine if they're not part of it, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I went to camp up in Fairbanks during the summers, and I feel like there are a lot of really great lessons you can learn, and it is similar to sort of competing in a team sport, but just in a different venue.
Yeah.
Well, Roger, did you have anything else that you wanted to add about the Fine Arts Camp?
I would just encourage the community to enjoy all the energy that's coming to town, and so many visitors will be here in Sitka because of it. Families come to see their kids perform, extended families, again, kids coming from all over, faculty, staff. It's a huge influx of people into the community, and it's really fun energy. So encourage people to not hesitate to get involved in any way they want. And campus is open, and people can volunteer. I just had someone walk in yesterday and say, I want to volunteer this summer. How can I get involved? And people are more than welcome to find ways to get involved if they want, whether it's watching a show, coming by for a visit, or actually helping out behind the scenes.
Roger Schmidt is the executive director of Sitka Fine Arts Camp. Roger, thanks so much for coming in today.
Thanks for having me here.
It is 8:29. You're listening to KCAW Sitka.